In 2016, I, Tuibi, discovered something in the scriptures that changed the direction of my Christianity and my life. I spent the next 8 years studying and confirming my findings before sharing them with Wayne. Two incidents paved the way for my discovery. In 2012, a passage from John's Gospel struck me deeply. The Jews there were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." John 17:15-18. Any effort to understand the Bible without a sincere, passionate desire to know and do God's will is a waste of time and is likely to lead to deception. Spiritual discernment is a gift from God, given to those whose hearts long to do His will. Any Christian work aimed at fulfilling a need in the Christian life, such as seeking personal glory, is doomed from the start. I was deeply convicted and embarrassed as I realized that much of my spiritual energy had been derived from a yearning for knowledge and being recognized for having it. This led to an extended period of soul-searching and deep repentance. I turned from my pursuit of knowledge for its own sake and the feverish lust for ministerial recognition. Once discarded, these passions of mine were replaced by an inexpressible and unceasing joy in the Lord that I had not known before, and that I could not even have imagined as being possible for any human being whilst on earth. I was, in the words of C.S. Lewis, surprised by joy. But then something else happened. My eyes were opened to read Scripture in a new, other-centered way. I will say more about this later. The second incident occurred 2 years later, whilst working on a writing project on the spirituality of Nelson Mandela. As I studied the lives of those who implemented and maintained the South African apartheid system, as well as those who fought against it, I noticed a pattern. The proponents of apartheid were Christians, and so were most of its detractors, but they belonged to different Christian traditions. Apartheid Christianity was Reformed and Calvinistic. Anti-apartheid Christianity was Catholic, Methodist, Mandela was a Methodist, and Anglican. There were exceptions, of course, but they were few and far between. I was intrigued and delved deeper. I soon learned that these two streams of church groupings differed not only in their appeal to the binary landscape of my childhood, apartheid was abolished in South Africa in 1994, but they also differed in their understanding of a word that is central to Christianity, righteousness. In Calvinism, righteousness is imputed, which means the righteousness of Christ is credited to people even though they still sin. Thus, it is forensic, not transformative. A status, not a reality. In short, it is a declaration of right standing, not right living. In Catholicism and Methodism, righteousness is imparted or infused. This means that righteousness changes the believer, not just God's view of the believer. Grace is transformative. Its impact on the believer is effectual, not merely positional. In Anglicanism, righteousness is both imputed and imparted, which is why Anglicanism is oftentimes referred to as the middle way. I was captivated by the discovery that the architects of apartheid held to one view of righteousness and anti-apartheid activists to another. But I was also aware that one should never attribute correlation to causation without evidence. I did not want to fall into that trap. How was I to know if the link between theological conviction and political ideology was circumstantial or causal. An obvious path forward was to trace the dogmatic history underlying the split between these two views, as well as the etymology of the word righteousness. I quickly discovered that the word, as used and understood in Calvinism and much of mainstream Protestantism, did not exist before the Reformation. I also found that the Greek word, dikaiosune, translated as righteousness in modern English, had a completely different meaning in the ancient world, justice.